Chushev Yingala Tayr alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. Daibishta set up the world that we have to deal and interact with people, whether it is family members, whether it is friends or business associates. And when you deal with people, it's inevitable that from time to time, there is somebody that has a tana, somebody is begrudging you. So how do we deal with them? So in the world of psychology, there's ways how to deal with it. But we even live al pi Torah, and the Torah is a guidelight how we should deal in every minute detail in our life. And in the issue of dealing with people and having people have a favorable opinion of you is also a mahalach was the Torah zuknis v'zoyt zetin. But I want to be magdam with a story from the Ish Kudesh, the Nesher HaGudel, the Rebbe from the Heiligen Chassam Sofer, Rebbe Nussan Adler. There was a story that Rebbe Nussan Adler once had a Din Torah, and by Din Torah there's always, or at least most of the time, there's one side that loses and another side that wins. And the Rebbe Nussan Adler handed down the psak, and the person that lost it in Torah vowed to take revenge and kill Rebbe Nussan Adler. A while later, Rebbe Nussan Adler is traveling on a desolate road with two of his talmidim, and they see this person chasing Rebbe Nussan Adler. And they say, Rebbe, this person is coming after us and he's going to kill us. He is a Gevar Alam and his reputation supersedes him and we know he could do it. And Rebbe Nussan Adler looks at them and says, Nishgedanget, no worries. He gets closer and they tell the Rebbe again and he answers back, Nishgedanget. This person pulls up alongside the Heilige Tzaddik Rebbe Nussan Adler and he jumps off his horse and runs over with a vengeance to Rebbe Nussan Adler and he takes one look at him. And he falls to his feet and he says, Rebbe, ich beter bi mi moichel, I will be makabel your psak from here on, and I will fully respect you. Rebbe, I love you, I'm sorry. Rebbe Nussan Adler says, I'm moichel, you maskim. Then he turns around to the two talmidim and he says, boy, am I going to get even with you guys. So Rebbe Nussan Adler says, no, you want me to be your moichel, you have to guarantee me and give me your word that you're never going to harm any of my talmidim. And the person did that. The talmidim look at Rebbe Nussan Adler and ask him, Rebbe, what's going on here? So Rebbe Nussan Adler answered them a teretz, but that teretz is in this week's parsha. And let's go back to the parsha. In Parshas Kisisu, the Torah tells us that the Eibishter spoke to Moshe punim el punim kashi yedaber ishal rei'ai. Dorchaim Akudish says a moir de kazach. He says, we know that kemayim punim apunim kain leve udom. So he says, what does it mean? Kemayim punim apunim kain leve udom. So he says as follows, you have the koyach in your heart to change a person's perception of you. You have the koyach, zog Dorchaim Akudish, imlu ahayv, imlu snoya. If that person should love you or the person should hate you. Zug Dor Chaim HaKudosh. Kikafi asheyechen u'udam liboy lahav as chavayroi. If a person works on his heart to love his friend, then there's no way in the world that friend can hate him. Rabbi Sai, you hear what Dor Chaim HaKudosh is telling us? And Rebbe Nussan Adler tells his Talmidim, I've been working for a long time on myself to love this Yid and be him dan lekaf schis and saying, you know what, it's not his fault. I still like him, even though he's being me mevaza. So Dor Chaim HaKudosh, going back to Dor Chaim HaKudosh, this is what the Torah is telling us. The Eibishter spoke to Moshe, Kaishi Dabar Isharayai. And then Dor Chaim HaKudosh adds, a Moir de Kazach, a Mamish Azach Vasachab Tatsita. If you want to know, if you want to know if the Eibishter loves a Yid, look how much ahava that Yid has for the Bashefa. This is a barometer. Handnacht is the Yud Sat from the Rebbe from all the Rebbes, the Heilige Rebbe Reb Meilach. The Rebbe Reb Meilach had the Heilige Rishon Gezuk said that he fasted Meshabbos LeShabbos for 21 years. 7 years he fasted for himself to be mezachach, to purify himself, 7 years to purify his generation, and 7 years at sof kol adoiris. And the Rebbe Meilach says in his tefillah, shenira kol echod malas chavereini veloi chasroinam. You want your friend should see only your malas. You want that your friend should not see your flaws? Very simple. Shenira kol echod malas chavereini. Kashi yedaber isha rei'ai, Punem el punem, the way you talk to your friend, what your face, and the face is the heart, that is how your friend will treat you. So when we have issues in business, we have issues with children, we have issues with spouses, the answer is not to bicker with them. The answer is not to tell them, I was right, you were wrong. Lots and kup medei salas. Instill in yourself ahava, a respect, a chavivas for them, and in return, they will do the same to you. Zechisa yugen alayni agitin Shabbos.